In a little more than a year, some Vermont Technical College students will begin living and working on a beautiful dairy farm in Norwich. As VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, the million-dollar property was donated to the school.
Norwich Farms is a cluster of well-kept red barns and a house on almost 350 acres of fields and forests. It was donated by Andy Sigler, a longtime friend of Vermont Tech. The college is partnering with the Upper Valley Land Trust to fund a hands-on 24/7 agriculture curriculum. As cows mooed at a pastoral press conference, Vermont Tech President Dan Smith said he was thrilled to launch a program unlike any others in the state.
It's a really, really exciting vision for dairy education, for the dairy industry in the state of Vermont and the working landscape.
Vermont Tech already has an applied agricultural education program in Randolph Center, which may now transition from dairy to beef production. At Norwich Farm, students will learn how to manage a herd, how to process milk, and how to make a sustainable living from the land. Vermont State College's Chancellor Jeb Spalding says the unprecedented donation couldn't have come at a better time.
There's no question that Vermont Tech, like all of the colleges in the Northeast, are struggling to deal with a shrinking number of high school graduates and stagnant state appropriations, but it is with the support of the Sieglers and others like them that provide us opportunities that are going to allow us to actually do exciting things to meet the challenging headwinds that we have, and this is certainly one of those opportunities.
It's also quite a graduation present for Eric Lafferty, the lucky VTC graduate who will get to live in the charming farmhouse and care for about 40 cows.
I realized that my real passion was dairy. I had always had some dairy cows. My mom was a dairy farmer when I was little, but when she had all her kids, she had to sell all her cows and do all that. And so I realized that's kind of what I wanted to do when I started leaning more towards that, and I just got real into it.
Vermont Tech hopes to have its residential farm program up and running by the fall of 2016. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.